But anyway, I'm glad I'm here because of you, and I want to do a good show for you. That's my job. That's the simplest thing in the world to me, is that you should do your job. You should do it well. And not because of how well you get paid, but because that's your job. I never understand people when I go to a place to get a thing, and they do their job shitty out of spite for how shitty their job is. It makes no sense to me. Why would you do, why wouldn't you want it? Why do you have to make my coffee sarcastically?
I don't even care. Here, Your Majesty, enjoy your coffee.
You know, why? Why wouldn't you want it to go? You know why? Because you're 20, you piece of shit. That's why. Because you're a 20-year-old piece of shit. I'm sorry, but I am prejudiced against everyone who's 20 years old that works at a place. Because they just think that if you just stand there and hate it, somebody will go, oh, well, then let's make you a director. That's how that works. Just if you, clearly you're better than this. 20-year-olds are the worst people because that is a person who has been taking and just sucking up and absorbing fucking education and love and products and just giving nothing back. They're ripe like a big fat ripe orange on a tree, and the tree's like, get the fuck out of here. Jesus, this is crazy.
What? Fuck you, I don't want to go.
If you're 20, I guarantee you, you never did anything for anybody. Yes, you went to Guatemala on a school trip and they told you you helped, but you didn't help at all. You were a way bigger pain in the ass than you were any help to those. They're like, I got a mudslide in my house and I got to babysit a fucking college student. Just take a picture of her with a shovel so she can put it on Facebook and leave us alone. That's an amazing experience. Really, did you take from them too, you motherfucker? 20-year-olds are not interesting people. They have nothing to say. Nothing has happened to you. My parents moved and I go to school. Who gives a shit? Unless you beat cancer as a child, you have nothing to say. I'm more interesting because I'm 43. That mathematically just makes me more interesting. Just because shit has happened to me. I've collected stories. When I was 35, a woman blew me, and 2 years later, she killed herself. She hung herself to death. That's an interesting story. That's worth listening to and pondering. Because it means it takes 2 years after blowing me for the shame to be too much that you gotta do yourself in. That's the gestation period. What if every woman that ever blew me died exactly 2 years later? And some detective picked up on it. And when he realizes why, he's like, well, I can't do anything. It's not illegal to have a disgusting penis. It's just a shame. Anyway. I don't like when a 20-year-old is working, because you never get attitude from the 65-year-old guy. You ever go to Best Buy and the guy selling you a DVD player is like 65? That guy is trying to get a Nobel Prize for selling DVD players. He's amazing. You never get the 65-year-old guy like, does it have Blu-ray? Well, let me read the box that you could have read. And no, he's like, well, let's find out. You need to know that. He's so excited to help you. And he has reasons to be bitter, this 65-year-old guy. He's 65, he works at Best Buy. He had to come out of retirement because his kid is gay and does crystal meth and he ruined his life. And it's partly his fault because he didn't accept his son being gay. That's why he's on drugs. The point is he's had a hard day and he's still showing up at fucking Best Buy wearing a bow tie. They don't make you wear those. That's how much he gives a shit. I don't know, man. Younger people, okay, fine. You know, I'll wait and see. Maybe you'll be interesting.